Welcome to the Living Healthy Podcast, a podcast dedicated to health, fitness, exercise, medicine, diet, nutrition, as well as eating clean, organic, and non-GMO foods. Let's live the journey through weight loss, weight management, and accomplishing goals. I'm your host, Eddie Randall. Thank you for tuning in to Season 3, Episode 12 of the Living Healthy Podcast. Your continued listening and your continued support are greatly appreciated. Please feel free to check out the latest merchandise at the Living Healthy Podcast store. The link is in the description of the podcast. People make the decision to lose weight and get healthy, only to unfortunately gain the weight back. This is because there are a lot more aspects to weight loss than just diet and exercise. This involves holistic health. Holistic health focuses on all elements in your life in order to properly address your circumstances and your goals to help you to reveal the best version of you. Tonight's podcast is entitled Holistic Health and Wellness. Health is much more than diet and exercise. For tonight's podcast, I have a special guest, Miss Brianna Angstadt. She's a certified health coach, life coach, and personal trainer. She offers one-on-one coaching to help women with weight loss. You can book a free consultation with her on her website, justbewhole.com. That's just, the letter B, whole.com. I've also included a link to her website in the description of the podcast. Thank you so much for being here, Brianna, and welcome to the show.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Please tell the audience a little about yourself and what influenced you to reach the level of success that you are at today.
Sure. So I am an integrative nutrition health coach specializing in weight loss. And really what inspired this path for me was my own struggles with food and being overweight. And I was overweight my whole childhood and most of my adult life. And I was heavily bullied in school growing up, and being so overweight and feeling uncomfortable in my body was really all I knew. I struggled with eating disorders and was stuck in this hamster wheel of just constantly trying something different that was hopefully going to work for me. But I just kept repeating the same things in different forms, really, and hoping for different results.
I always say the best person to help is a person that's gone through what you're going through. I commend you for acknowledging your situation and realizing what you needed to do and doing something about it. And not only that, but sticking to it. You have a video that I saw on your Instagram page where you showed yourself before and after, and the results are amazing. You are in phenomenal shape. And for the listeners, I will include a link in the description of the podcast for her Instagram page as well. Holistic health is becoming more popular, and for good reason. Can you please describe some of the benefits of holistic health?
Treating the person as a whole. So when it comes to weight loss, every single time in my experience, both professionally and personally, it's not just about a calorie deficit or how many calories you're burning in the gym or working out. Rather, the habits you practice on a daily basis, things like your mindset, the beliefs you have in practice. What is your relationship with food? Why? How are your stress levels? And what are you doing to manage them and take care of yourself, also known as self-care? And a holistic lifestyle allows you to dive deeper into your health and having a lifestyle that supports you inside and out. I kind of look at it as prevent now to avoid treating later.
Absolutely. And habits are part of our lifestyle, and bad habits, or rather unhealthy habits, are what put us in the situation we are currently experiencing, and only healthy ones can turn things around. I see that there are pillars of holistic health and wellness. Can you elaborate on the pillars and describe how the holistic approach focuses on the individual?
Yes, I love this one. So there are 12 pillars. At least the one I go by. I think there's a couple different ones out there, and there may be different versions. But the one I go by that I learned, spirituality is one, social life, finances, nutrition, and home cooking, home environment, relationships, joy, creativity, career, education, health, and physical activity. And this is one of the very first exercises I actually do with my clients. It's called the Circle of Life, and it includes all of these pillars, and we figure out what your strong pillars are and the ones that need work. And that's really where the work begins. And oftentimes we don't realize we need support in areas that we never even thought of based off of those pillars.
I like that. It's not like going to a gym and you're on your own. You practice the client-centered approach, which maps out the client's lifestyle, and you help them to understand what they need to do to lose weight. That is amazing. Because of our culture of diet and exercise, and the huge amount of pressure that's put on women to look a certain way, is it difficult to get clients to understand that their situation does not have a one-size-fits-all solution?
Great question. I wouldn't say it's difficult. However, it is crucial to their success. It's crucial to their success. And not many people understand this. We've been led to believe it's, you know, calories in, calories out, eat this, not that. This exercise will burn the most calories, etc. And this is where mindset comes in. And until we change this kind of thinking, we can't move any further. It's like a huge roadblock. It's an obstacle that's really blocking you. Think of it this way. If your goal is to lose weight and you hit that goal, how would you feel? You're happy, right? You're confident. You're perhaps more socially involved. You're showing up. You're, you know, more present in your life. You wake up every morning with motivation, and you put on whatever you want without having to worry about how it looks. You no longer have these issues. But I can tell you right now, that kind of mindset doesn't just come from losing the weight. That's not it. It's not for just that one thing. You can't feel all of those things without diving deeper into why you're struggling. And until you figure out your why, you can't treat the problem. Many women lose weight and get in fantastic shape or completely, you know, compete in body physique shows. But they're exceptionally unhappy. Why? Because they only worked on the physical aspect. They feel incomplete or like something is missing. They don't know, they don't feel how they thought they were going to feel, you know, when they lost the weight. I've seen it, and I was one of them.
That is very insightful. I never thought of it that way. There's truly more to weight loss than just the physical aspect. Social wellness and emotional wellness are aspects of holistic health that are vital. I know during the pandemic, it was very hard for a lot of people that were not able to see or interact physically with family and friends. Even after the pandemic, due to life circumstances, some people don't have anyone to talk to or lack the social skills to do so. Given our culture of social media and everything being online, do you feel that online culture hinders or offers an outlet to those who otherwise would not have anyone to talk to?
I actually think it offers an outlet. Don't get me wrong. It's kind of like, is social media and all the resources good because they're bad, or are they bad because they're good? I just remember when I was really struggling at my lowest moment back in 2014, I desperately wanted to talk to somebody who just understood. 10 years ago, nobody talked about eating disorders or normalizing body dysmorphia and struggling to lose weight. It wasn't a thing. If you were overweight, if you needed to lose weight, it was very black and white. It was Weight Watchers and Beachbody and, you know, following a meal plan and going to the gym and burning all these calories. So someone who knows how beneficial that could have been, I personally stand firm in saying it is a wonderful thing in this area particularly. I mean, it's about community sometimes, and when you're super low, feeling alone, and you don't know where to turn, the internet is a bottomless pit for that. Facebook groups and Reddit, TikTok, online coaches, you can literally find a coach for anything. Finances, relationships, hormones, you know, weight loss. There's a coach for everything now.
I agree. We are more connected than ever to the world through the internet. In regard to holistic medicine, for example, acupuncture, chiropractic care, and homeopathy, personally, is there one you prefer over the other? And if so, could you please elaborate?
First, I would like to say that all of these work beautifully together. They all have benefits, and alone they're wonderful, but combining all of them in some capacity is really your best bet. Think of it as a sundae. All the ingredients are terrific on their own, but, you know, adding them together, chef's kiss. So I personally have not tried acupuncture. However, I'm dying to. And that alone, they say, offers a lot of benefits, stress, fertility, all kinds of things. And I do see a chiropractor regularly. However, I would say my preference on all of these would be homeopathy.
The majority of doctors practice medicine conventionally, which is understandable. A doctor may tell their patient, "Hey, your LDL is elevated from the last time you were here. I'm going to put you on a statin to address this." While that is the practical and proven way that medicine is deemed beneficial to the patient, in addition, we also understand the legality aspect as well as the HIPAA regulations. However, holistically, this does not address the root cause. The patient may be up at night binge eating junk food because he or she is worried about their job or their finances, or they're going through a divorce. Do you think doctors should include the holistic approach in their practice as a way to better serve the patient's needs long term?
100%. In fact, that was my goal when I was obtaining my education, partnering with a doctor or a medical practitioner. Med school doesn't offer this type of education, and doctors don't have the time to help their patients with this. And so a lot of doctors are actually partnering with health coaches because of the importance of this for their patients. And I think a good doctor will understand that.
If Hippocrates could see what was going on right now in the world of medicine, given that he's the father of medicine and that he believed in the body's ability to heal itself as well as his belief in treating mind, body, and spirit, how do you think he would feel about modern medicine and how it's practiced today?
Shake his head. I think if he could speak on it, he would suggest we take a step back and really look at the big picture. Are we truly treating or are we putting on a band-aid? I think we would be reminded that every pill comes with potential side effects that are then treated with more pills. And guess what? We never ended up solving anything anyway. And we just keep putting band-aids on. So there's so many stories of people actually healing themselves through holistic medicine when their doctors told them otherwise. They didn't, and they just ended up doing it on their own through really trying to find the root cause of the problem.
I know what you mean. When I see some of these commercials that advertise medications and they list some of those side effects, I shake my head and say to myself, I would never, ever take that. I've learned so much about holistic health from you. It is truly a fascinating and well-rounded approach to tackling weight loss. Holistic health is very encouraging, and I'm thankful for professionals like you who practice this and offer it in order to improve health. I've been privileged by having Miss Brianna Angstadt on the show, and I'd love to have you as a guest again in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Don't forget to check out Brianna's website for a free consultation. The link is in the description of the podcast. That's going to do it for episode 12 of season 3 of the Living Healthy Podcast. I hope you found this podcast informative, beneficial, and I hope that it motivated you to make the decision that you'd like to make. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. And remember, living healthy creates a better you.